CNBC announced this week it had hired Louis Rukeyser to host a program essentially identical to PBS's Wall Street Week. He recently left that program after 32 years. Now, here's the surprise twist. In addition to its slot on CNBC, Rukeyser's new show will be distributed free of charge to public television stations. To accommodate the dual distribution, CNBC won't run standard commercials within the show, but instead will air sponsor messages in the format of public broadcasting underwriting announcements. Bob Garfield, host of NPR's On the Media, wondered what that arrangement may tell us about the strange animal called enhanced underwriting.
Okay, listen. Here's a piece of a TV commercial for Archer Daniels Midland Corporation.
Our crowded planet has something to say. ADM believes that for every problem, nature has an answer.
Now, here from a PBS show is what they call an enhanced underwriting credit.
Imagine a world where no child begs for food. While some will look on that as a dream, others will look long and hard and get to work. ADM, the nature of what's to come.
You didn't see the eye-catching animation, but it's there. The striking similarity between enhanced underwriting and naked advertising has fueled controversy ever since 1995. That's when public broadcasters, their federal funding threatened by Republicans in Congress, loosened restrictions on underwriters' messages. They're still limited to 15 seconds, they can't interrupt programming, and they can't directly solicit consumer action, but in other respects, they are indistinguishable. Furthermore, critics of public broadcasting commercialization are fearful of what enhanced underwriting represents, namely the temptation to abandon public broadcasting's mission for the sake of ever larger audiences and the lucrative sponsorships that come with them. Andrew J. Schwartzman is a lawyer with a telecommunications public interest group called the Media Access Project.
We should care because public broadcasting exists to fill needs that are not met on the commercial side. But the incentives are driving public broadcasters to look for ways to serve audiences that are already adequately served that advertisers can reach. Unfortunately, we should be looking to serve the niche audiences.
So along comes CNBC's announcement about Rukeyser's double-duty underwriting messages, and the critics go, aha!
The fact that CNBC is willing to accept what passes as enhanced underwriting on public television is as being sufficient as a commercial for its own viewers offers a lot of insight into what CNBC thinks a commercial is.
In other words, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and commercial advertisers are ordering duck, maybe it's a duck.
No, I don't think it's a duck.
Terrell Cast is general manager of WLIW-TV, the Long Island station that's distributing Rukeyser's CNBC show to PBS stations. Cast says he has a very duck-sensitive audience that would be running into the fields with shotguns if they heard a threat to public broadcasting's mission flying overhead.
I've honestly never gotten a letter. I get a lot of letters for different complaints, but I've never received one on enhanced underwriting.
Over at CNBC, they're actually wondering about the flip side of the question. If underwriting credits can satisfy advertisers even with all their restrictions, there may be a commercial potential to less commercialism.
It just might work.
Bruno Cohen is Executive Vice President for Business Programming at CNBC.
If programs can be produced by creating a different kind of viewing experience, one that isn't interrupted periodically by commercials and other kinds of messages, if those interruptions can be limited, if that gives a more enhanced viewing experience, which may enhance viewership, it may mean that advertisers and sponsors and underwriters may see themselves as willing to pay premiums to be one of a few products or services associated with the program that's in their interest. I think all the better. It'll make television better for everybody.
Mainly, though, CNBC is banking on the quacks like a duck quality of the enhanced underwriting credit to attract enough commercial advertisers to make a satisfactory profit on the Rukeyser deal. And the network doesn't much care what you call the 50-second spots that fund it.
That form has evolved over time on PBS, so it's not as though they don't have interesting video that supports sort of, you know, showing the products and services of the company. And the 15 seconds of copy that they get gets to describe the attributes of the company. If you want to call that a commercial, you're into semantics.
And if you're really into semantics, visit Semantics World, providing fine words and their significance for nearly half a decade. At Semantics World, we know the meaning of meaning. Call now. Operators are standing by.
Bob Garfield is a host of the NPR program On the Media.